You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Alex Rose. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, we get to finish up Unit 20 today. Woo-hoo. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so as you join us more and more on the podcast, one thing you will notice is that we talk about food often. I'm not sure how it happens, but it does. So an important question as our listeners get to know you is, what is one of your go-to snacks?
Oh, I don't really discriminate against snacks. I am a snacker.
That's
probably
good.
You're
welcome here.
Oh, perfect. My go-to snack is probably like white cheddar popcorn.
Okay.
Or dark chocolate covered pretzels. So just depending on salty or sweet.
Yes. Yes.
In my home, we often have what we call snacky dinner. And
yes.
That is really just a way so that I don't have to cook dinner.
Love it.
My husband is deployed right now, and so all the dinner falls to me. So snacky dinner is happening quite often. And we do try to hit all of the food groups and have some healthy options in there.
I mean, charcuterie is essentially a snacky dinner.
Exactly.
And that's very in right now.
It is a snacky dinner. And we will do charcuterie sometimes, or grab a rotisserie chicken and pull some of that. A little yogurt, some chocolate-covered pretzels, you know, whatever we have in the house.
That's great.
I love, even when I'm going out, like I would love to have small plates or tapas or something instead of one entree. Like, why have
options.
One thing when you can have many?
Yes, I agree. Appetizers.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree. I love it. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 20, Session 4, Jesus's First Followers. And this is coming from John chapter 1. Several weeks ago, we learned that John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. John baptized Jesus, and God proclaimed that Jesus is his son. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus was taken out into the wilderness and was tempted by Satan. Our lesson this week marks the beginning of Jesus's earthly ministry. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's Jesus chose disciples to follow him. And for kids, it's Jesus called disciples to follow him.
All right, let's talk through some areas that need a little extra attention or instruction. So, Alex, why don't you share with us what's going on in preschool? This week, our older preschoolers are making invitations. And so something that might be great is to print off little sheets or shipping labels with your church's address, website, and service times so that kids can put that on their invitations as they make them to give to friends and family.
I love that idea. That's really fun. In younger kids, we have an activity called Lay It Down, and this calls for those fake floral lays, but this could also be done with any long necklace type item. So think like those long plastic beaded necklaces. And then in kids worship, there's a group demonstration, and this activity uses boiling water in an electric kettle. And just make sure you're keeping the water at a safe distance and in the constant watch of an adult volunteer, and dispose of any unused water immediately following the activity, as it will likely remain hot in that kettle for some time. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And we get to see how highly relational Jesus is in this story. And I love that. He sees people. He invites them to follow him. He knows people. And we see this in how he responds to Nathaniel's skepticism. This is the same Jesus we are inviting kids to follow today. And I think it's so important that we help them make that connection, that the Jesus that they are learning about in these stories and the Jesus that they are seeing interact with the people in these stories is the same Jesus that they are being invited to follow today.
Absolutely. I love the way scripture shows us Jesus interacting with just ordinary people and helping the kids understand that the disciples were just ordinary guys living their lives that Jesus invited into what he was doing. and the way that he got to know them and he loved them despite the many ways that we see them fail throughout scripture, that Jesus continued to pursue them and continued to know and love them. He walked his earthly ministry in relationship with others. And I think that's such a sweet example for us as adults, but also for our kids, that he had friends that he cared deeply for and cared deeply for him, and that he invited them into work with him in the same way that he invites us into work with him, and that we don't have to do that alone. Like, we can have important earthly relationships with others that we can do kingdom work with, that can build us up and we can build them up, you know, and we can leverage our relationships here on earth for the kingdom and to know others well and to love them well and then to be known and loved in return. Like, what a gift that Jesus offers us.
So grateful for those gifts. Thanks for sharing that, Alex. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.